Thank you for tuning in. Today is Thursday, March 29, 2018. This afternoon, a report by the Seattle Times cited internal messages showing that aircraft builder Boeing had been hit by the WannaCry ransomware and there were fears it could affect production. Boeing VP Linda Mills tells Engadget in a statement that its network security detected a limited intrusion of malware that affected a small number of systems, and it shouldn't affect deliveries. Pandora has announced that it is testing personalized playlists with select Pandora Premium users that are automatically generated based on a person's individual listening habits. As reported by TechCrunch, the playlists will appear over time and auto-populate in up to 60 different categories, like your party soundtrack or your chill soundtrack. Cryptocurrency startup Ripple donated $29 million of its own digital currency XRP to fund public schools. The donation, which Ripple says is the largest ever cryptocurrency gift to a single charity, fulfilled thousands of requests from teachers on the website donorges.org. The money will be used to buy classroom materials for more than 28,000 public school teachers across all 50 states, Ripple says. I wouldn't be in this situation, Apple CEO Tim Cook told Recode's Kara Swisher in an interview where he was asked what he would do right now if he was Mark Zuckerberg. Cook went on to say that Facebook should have self-regulated to prevent the massive data collection scandal it's now embroiled in, but the time for that has passed. I do think that it is time for a set of people to think deeply about what can be done here. It's clear to me that some large profound change is needed. I'm personally not a big fan of regulation because sometimes regulation can have unexpected consequences to it. However, I think this certain situation is so dire and has become so large that probably some well-crafted regulation is necessary. Cook made the comments calling for regulation in a wide-ranging discussion with Swisher and MSNBC's Chris Hayes, covering topics from privacy to DACA to education, where he also again pointed out Apple's strong stance on privacy. As Cook has said many times in the past, you are not Apple's product and Apple does not make its money selling customer data. Cook says Apple sees privacy as a human right, a civil liberty. We could make a ton of money if we monetized our customers. If our customers were our product, we've elected not to do that. We're not going to traffic in your personal life. At a press event at the New York International Auto Show this afternoon, Mazda announced plans to bring CarPlay to its vehicle lineup for the first time. The new 2018 Mazda 6 will be the first Mazda vehicle to offer support for both CarPlay and Android Auto in the United States, with Mazda planning to introduce the feature this summer. CarPlay will be available as an upgrade option on all 2018 Mazda 6 models with touring trim level and above, and customers who have already purchased a Mazda 6 when CarPlay compatibility rolls out will be able to get the feature added to their vehicles. According to a report by Axios Today, Trump is out for blood, and that blood, reportedly, belongs to Jeff Bezos and Amazon. This won't surprise anyone that followed the 2016 campaign trail. Trump continually squawked about both Amazon and Bezos' tax treatment later, including the Washington Post, which Bezos owns for good measure, stating the company would have such problems if he were elected president. In a February 2016 speech, the report suggests Trump is serious about challenging Amazon's tax treatment in the coming years, citing concerns for mom-and-pop retailers, a concern we shared last July when looking at what the future holds for the e-commerce juggernaut. Ahead of Equal Pay Day on April 10, Lyft is committing to conducting yearly equal pay audits to ensure there are no pay discrepancies across race and gender. Last year, Lyft said it found pay discrepancies for less than 1% of its employees, and spent about $100,000 to adjust their salaries accordingly. Lyft has yet to conduct its second annual pay audit. Other companies that have previously committed to equal pay include Facebook, Google, and Salesforce. In March, Google disclosed it had spent about $270,000 to close any pay gaps at the company. Salesforce, on the other hand, had more significant gaps, having to spend about $3 million over the span of 1 year to adjust compensation and bonuses for 11% of its employees. Since 2015, Salesforce has spent about $6 million to close the wage gap. With the launch of WasLocal, Google-owned navigation app Waze is offering small businesses a way to market themselves to consumers on the road. Waze has allowed larger brands to buy ads for years, and it's been beta testing Waze Local since 2016. It's been a gradual strategy, said Matt Phillips, who leads the Waze Local team. We wanted to get it right. He added that the key is understanding the needs of small businesses, like the fact that most of them are more interested in driving traffic to their physical stores than their websites. As Phillips explained it, Waze Local's core ad format is the branded pin, which will appear on users' screens as they drive near a store's location. For some advertisers, such as coffee shops, a branded pin might persuade drivers to make a quick detour before they continue their commute. For others, the pin might not lead to an immediate action, but it still helps build awareness. Over 13 million augmented reality apps built using Apple's ARKit have been downloaded since the release of iOS 11 on September 19, 2017, according to new data from app intelligence firm Sensor Tower, which took a look at the state-of-the-art app ecosystem. Now that it's had time to become more established, it found that, as with many new developments in the app world, games have been seeing the most traction. In terms of ARKit adoption, nearly half, 47% of the ARKit-only app downloads worldwide during the first 6 months were games, which has been leading the ARKit-only app installs since launch. A month after iOS 11's release, ARKit-only apps had then surpassed 3 million downloads, with games accounting for 35% of downloads 6 months later. Games have grown to 47% of the now 13 million ARKit-only app downloads. Thank you again for tuning in. We will be back tomorrow. All articles are listed in the description.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.